In Northwest News on KPLU, police in Seattle say they're prepared for whatever happens tomorrow. May Day has become a rallying point for all sorts of protests, and while in the past most marchers have been peaceful, there have also been arrests for property damage. KPLU's Paula Whistle tells us what to expect this time.
You may remember back in 2012 when so-called Black Bloc anarchists bashed in windows at the old federal courthouse in Nike Town. Nothing like that's happened in the past few years. Police have figured out how to use bikes as barriers to keep property damage, at least in the retail core, to a minimum. James Cito with the Downtown Seattle Association says he has confidence Seattle police will continue to, in his words, manage the day successfully.
I would say that if you work in downtown or if you're commuting through downtown, I would probably shoot for an earlier commute time because there will be traffic disruption.
In addition to the anti-capitalist march starting at 6 in the evening and leaving from Seattle Central College, there will be the traditional workers and immigrant rights march at 2 in the afternoon and a Black Lives Matter event in the morning at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on MLK Way. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.